Hello, Peter Lynham.
Hello there. How are you going there, Johnny?
I'm good. Now, this afternoon for That's the Spirit, we're chatting about Matariki.
Yes, I wasn't able to talk to you about this last Monday because you were away, but I was very, very interested in the way that Matariki looks like it's going to be part of the fairly fundamental culture of contemporary Aotearoa New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it seems to reflect a significant, symbolic, powerful representation of what people want, you know, the old style New Zealand to turn into. And what interested me about this is this in some sort of way a better symbol than Waitangi is of what people are searching for in New Zealand? And is it partly because it has a kind of ritual about it that Waitangi lacks? Now, I don't know whether you follow my argument, but what did you see of Matariki in the celebrations?
I mean, last weekend when I was away, Peter, I had one of those bugs that was going around, or has been going around. So for me, Matariki,
yes.
I was just like in bed feeling
misery,
feeling crook. But I kind of caught that the celebrations were a bit more positive, and I guess it was a new thing. So there's not, you know, any old baggage attached to it, and sort of no, I guess with Waitangi, there's the historical wrongs that sort of are addressed every single year. It comes back up again, whereas Matariki doesn't have that sort of baggage.
Not only does it not have this baggage, Johnny, but I think what is really interesting is that it has a kind of new container that holds a desire for a lot of New Zealanders to find some way to express affinity with the culture of this land. You know, it doesn't come as a sort of colonial relationship between Maori and Pakeha. It links into something older and somehow therefore more connected with the land. And you know, when you think about it, that is quite a religious approach, a kind of symbolic approach to the way in which we're seeking to understand our who we are today.
Do you think because it is such, you know, it's connecting to the stars, which have been around since the, you know, the birth of the universe, does that just give people a bit more freedom to accept it as, you know, like something which they could adopt?
I certainly think that it's rooted in the, well, not just the land, it's much bigger than the land. It is the sort of the universal symbol. And here's an interesting thing, that of course these stars have carry a lot of symbolism in other cultures as well. So Pleiades or the Seven Sisters, they're familiar landmarks on the skies throughout the universe, you know, throughout the world. And they carry particular traditions. But this is the tradition they carry when they sort of come up over the horizon in Aotearoa. And so they mark a new year, although not exactly the same meaning or even exactly the same date in different tribal areas. And I did find it interesting that Maori were drawing upon ancient traditions, but were also allowing them to be recreated so that, I mean, the original significance given to the stars is probably much more, what we might call it astrological, than astronomical.
Yes.
You know, so these are the star. Each star has a value and has a name. And there were originally, so far as we can know for sure, rituals associated with the new dawning in which you named the stars and you respected the stars, and there was particular spiritual power in the stars. So in some places you would make some kinds of sacrifices or offerings to the stars. But that wasn't the sense that I got. It was rather of a kind of connecting with the Maori sense of time. That was what I thought was most interesting, that people were trying to discover how did Maori and how did this land observe the marking of the new year in ancient tradition? And I thought that was very interesting because, I mean, most ancient societies, astronomy and astrology are all very interconnected, you know, historically. But the names and the significance of those stars outlived the particular, you know, notions that they had about what it meant to, you know, and how they thought or what they thought stars were. And so I wondered if, in fact, we were beginning to find a kind of reshaped world in which Maori tradition was kind of being enriched by being embraced by a, by the entire population of New Zealand. And it could be that that's exactly the kind of expression that's required to kind of make the collectivity of being New Zealanders work in the present day. You know, we need symbols, but we don't want those symbols too laden down with kind of particular meanings, and we could just celebrate a kind of midwinter new year, because Auckland City put on an enormous number of celebrations. I must say, I tried to get to some of them, and some of them, that was that Friday night was a horrible, horrible night, and I got caught in a gigantic traffic jam trying to get to the Stardome, and gave up in the end. It was just out of reach, but I did drive over the Harbour Bridge instead and saw the lights on the Harbour Bridge, and saw the lights in the sky, and I thought, it's interesting how light and some kind of light celebrations were part of what a lot of people were trying to do. There was a bit of kite flying as well, I think. And it was interesting to me that a lot of churches incorporated into their services as well, with various sort of ways in which they expressed it. And I wondered if somehow that's exactly what a good symbol should be. In other words, I think it was a stroke of genius to introduce the Matariki holiday.
Do you think Matariki could go towards mending some of the grievances with the Treaty of Waitangi?
In fact, I think it could do. See, that's the sense that I'm getting, that of course, there needs to be areas where we fight and battle over. But it's been a strange thing that New Zealand's National Day has been marked with, you know, the most unseemly lack of enthusiasm from most people. And whereas Matariki seemed to allow people to just freely celebrate being in New Zealand. And so it's kind of interesting. You know, the Americans this weekend are marking Independence Day. And so they're celebrating that event, and there'll be lots and lots of kind of semi-religious ritual that will go on around it. And, of course, we don't really have an Independence Day as such.
Yes.
But perhaps we've got something a little bit more solid than Independence Day, because Independence Day carries a mixed meaning, if you think about it. It wasn't independence for everybody. So maybe one day this will be the right replacement for Queen's Birthday.
Yes, yes. I mean, what elements of it would become, like, in essence, religious? Like, the observance of it? I mean, how would, you know, how would New Zealanders make Matariki, how does it become religious?
It becomes religious when it becomes ritual. So if there is a kind of a holiday that is laden with significant symbolism and with rituals around it where people feel there's something kind of we're connecting into the land and we're collecting into the spirit of the land, then that's religious, you see.
Yes.
And I think that's but it's religious not in a dangerous or in a restricted or sectarian sense. It's religious in the sense that we can all, in our own way, have a notion of connecting with the land.
Yes.
And I think that's very, very interesting, because there's a phrase sometimes used in religious studies, which talks about the kind of notion that there's a civic religion, and the civic religion is the religion of the peoples.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a particularly loaded to any one religion or not, but it means that this has some significance to us for who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what probably Matariki potentially does.
Yes.
Is it gives some significance. I mean, Anzac Day conveys it also in a different kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a kind of, it's a more solid and more positive symbol maybe than Anzac Day, which when you end it, when you think about it, is a pretty horrific way to mark your national identity.
Yes, yes. Very interesting, Peter. Hey, thank you very much for those thoughts on Matariki. We will check in with you next week.
Look forward to it. Okay.
Cheers, mate.
Bye.